Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted. Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Now, you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. Well, I guess I'm sort of glad that they don't sell them over here on the East Coast because I would be brownieing out, you know what I mean? But anyway, I don't know. Well, we're waiting. And, let's see. Let's see what's going on. This week, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be dealing with a lot of interesting, very interesting week. Tomorrow, Unity Stage, another group, theater group, is having a summer program. They're having a kids program. They're going to teach kids how to act, some workshops. That'll be quite interesting to see. What I'm going to do is go and watch one of the workshops going on. and attend one when it's completed to write about that, to see how the kids do. You know, it'll be interesting. Will they do better than the grown-ups, huh? Okay, and that's what I got tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, Josephine Foundation is a group out on Long Island, and they're going to be doing Fiddler on the Roof in Douglaston, Queens, but rehearsing at the Mary Lewis Academy in, it's called Jamaica Estates. Wednesday, I get to go to watch a roller derby session, women's roller derby, the Brooklyn Bombers. I think they call the group is called Gotham Girls. That's it. And I'll watch them, and hopefully by Wednesday I'll even learn what it's about. I have no idea. Okay. And what else I have this week? Oh, yeah, the magician. I got a magician. The magician that was on, if you've seen America's Got Talent, this last one, there was a magician. There was the first guy up who appeared to be putting staples in his head. Okay. I'm going to his actual fun shop that he has in Queens. Then also there's some something having to do with the Mets and Citibank. I'm not exactly sure, but I'll be doing that on Friday. Yep, got a busy week. Busy. Well, I'm going to, I guess I'll play a little music. Where many of us would like to be. The 4th of July week.
I feel brave and
Still waiting. I'm going to see if I can find a phone number. Let's see. And who can I? Let's see. Okay. I know. I'm looking at my list. I guess I'm expecting people to keep agreements at the time. All right, here's a...
and having a newly nearby large chain pet store
is not going to deter his customers. In fact, he has not only gained space, but a much larger parking lot. Quote, family-owned operations have to exist, otherwise our kids won't have jobs. As for competitive pricing, someone is going to set the bar and someone is going to go lower. Our customers are going to look forward into shopping. Okay, I have to change shopping at a comfortable and clean environment with bathrooms and a staff who know about the products. Now, although you can tote your pet to the store, Canine does not sell pets of any kind, which I found to be great on the news, you know. A pet supply establishment is different from a pet store. As far as food, don't expect to purchase mealyworms for your chameleon or food for your aquatic friend. I intended to go to Stop and Shop when they had a sale on Friskies, canned food for my two cats. Not much of a variety if you don't want Friskies. You get what you pay for, as there have been a number of cat food companies which are much healthier alternative, and the owners of my house and all that is in it are aging. Having gone to Peter's former location, I found the layout of the new store much easier to shop. All of the aisles that have food are laid out in parallel form with supplies along the walls. My experience of the former layout was a bit confusing, and don't remember if they had the refrigerated pet food, which seemed mostly for dogs. Well, they do have it here. I have recently introduced my landlords to Wentless and Halo. They obviously love both. One of my cats tended to not do the chewing process of dry food, as I noticed when cleaning up after him. You can always hear that hacking sound from any place in your home. Their home. He chews Halo, as well as choosing. Peter tells me that they are the largest distributor of Halo. Ellen DeGeneres should be pleased. Going to the Halo website and checking on store locators, the heading says, because Halo sells out quickly, please call ahead to check availability. Me thinks it won't be a problem here at Canine. But where a sign is visible posted saying that they will match the price of any advertised product as long as you bring the printed ad. Well, that sounds good to me. Okay. Now, let me see if I can pull this file away. Commercial that I'm going to read on the air. Oh, Willard, look at the tall buildings and me and my new shirt, waist dress, and sneakers. Willard, there's a couple doing a ballet dance on the sidewalk. Isn't that cute? Willard, look. There is a busload of people facing us, cheering on the dancers and waving to us. The windows are closed, but I can hear them. Let's wave back and say hello. Gee, certainly looks like it would be more fun than that two-story bus. Willard, you can stop looking at the tall buildings now. The ride. Take a tour of the Times Square in Midtown West area of Manhattan in stadium-style seating as entertainers are placed at various points. You never know what they'll do, and the people on the sidewalks are your audience. And don't forget to sing along at the finale. It's up to you. Go to www.experiencetheride.com for tickets to your unique tour on a unique bus. Okay, now, well, let's see. It is almost time for me to end the show. So, obviously, this is not going to happen or the person's not going to call in. I guess I get to find out what's between her and the agreement to call in. Since I got 9 minutes left. Let's see what else I could do. Okay, I'll tell you what. Okay. I went to a restaurant called Saigon, which says Saigon Asian cuisine, and then the sign says Saigon Vietnamese and Chinese cuisine. Well, it should say Asian cuisine. It is mostly Vietnamese and Chinese, but there's also Thai food as well. I'll just read you what I wrote. I just wrote a review on it, so I'll read it to you. Saigon is beyond Vietnamese. Okay. River Japanese cuisine, located at 6144 Springfield Boulevard, abuts another Asian restaurant with the name Saigon most prominent. One might assume the Vietnamese cuisine is the only bill of fare. Look close from the words Asian cuisine. That it describes an eatery that not only emphasizes food from Vietnam, but that from Thailand and China as well. I went there more than once in order to sample the various cuisines. Chopsticks, a fork, a tablespoon, and a knife are given depending upon what you order. One of the most popular items is their grilled pork chop. They begin by cutting the chops really thin and marinating them. I have no idea what spices are used, as I think it's chef's secret. I was able to find out that garlic is used, and I'm not much on having garlic in my food. However, these were the absolute best pork chops I've ever come across. Aside from the seasoning, they were extremely tender and served with slices of raw onion and a piece of cucumber. That seems to be a pattern in the food. I think the cucumber is the cool-off veggie for spicy. Although a dipping sauce was included, I didn't need it. Iced cold Vietnamese coffee should be perfect with the meal. Sweetened and condensed milk is placed at the bottom of a glass cup. A coffee powder rests in a metal container as the hot water is poured into the top, allowing the coffee to drip. If you want hot coffee, just remove the cup. For iced coffee, a tall glass of ice is presented. Signature dishes are my favorite. I started with the cube beefsteak that uses the flank cut. I requested to leave out the garlic. The steak is cooked in a butter sauce with onions, and there's that piece of cucumber. Although I love the flavors, the beef wasn't as tender as the pork chop. Duck is another favorite of mine. Excuse me. In this case, it is braised boneless duck. Donald, get out of here. The meat is braised in a brown sauce and served with a circle of baby bok choy. The slight bitterness of the bok choy works well with the duck that has slightly sweet taste. The menu reads live lobster. It doesn't mean that you get one flopping around on your plate. I am told that there is a tank downstairs rather than using an already cooked and frozen lobster. There are choices of how you want it cooked. I requested ginger and scallions. The lobster dish is presented with the head and end of tail with the lobster cut up in its shell. Don't worry about any effort to get all of the meat. Take home what you couldn't, but again, rip it apart and get messy at home. Crispy, spicy whole fish is another signature dish. Snapper is used for this savory selection. It's perfect size, meaty, comes off the bone easily, and has a fresh flavor in itself. Not wishing for the spices, I chose to have it crispy with a sweet and sour sauce with bell peppers, carrots, and pineapples. Pineapples. Okay. Chicken with lemongrass sauce didn't sound to be too spicy for me. The lemongrass gave that great lemony flavor with a bit of heat. The chicken strips are sauteed with red onions, green and red bell peppers, and just enough red pepper flakes for a kick. Returning for another tasting, I first sample of two typical Vietnamese appetizers, that of summer rolls and spring rolls. Summer rolls are a cold appetizer with a rice sheet that wraps around shrimp and raw scallions. They are served with a peanut sauce. Spring rolls are quite different. Think of it as smaller egg rolls with beef filling. This one is served with lettuce, that piece of cucumber, and a dipping sauce that is both sweet and spicy. having loved the grilled pork chops, I was interested in having them in a different style with a Peking sauce, which seemed to be a sweet and sour red sauce with lots of onions, kind of like a Chinese version of a barbecue sauce. I had wondered what the difference was between having lobster Cantonese style versus ginger and scallions. I believe that lobster sauce is this composition, which is the ground pork, peas, eggs, and garlic, and a white sauce that is thickened with cornstarch. I would suggest saving the sauce for a to-go box and using it over white rice as a second meal. Vietnamese prawns and orange sauce captured my eyes and taste buds. This menu item is not necessarily sweet. It is made with red and green bell peppers, pineapple, and resting on fresh tomato slices. Surprise, no cucumber. What's Vietnamese food without pho? A large bowl of noodle soup would fill you up for dinner. Beef stock for this famous soup is made from marrow bones that cook for several hours. You get rice noodles, various thin slice cuts of beef, and bits of scallion. It is served with a dish of bean sprouts, cilantro, a wedge of lemon, and thin slices of jalapeno pepper. I thought the pepper was extra scallions and wondered why the soup had a peppery taste. Yes, I dropped a lot into the soup. I asked if the broth was made with black pepper and was informed of my mistake. You can substitute basil for cilantro if you wish. Ordering the noodle soup with grilled pork chops will have you indulging in a chicken broth with slices of white onion. Same accompaniments. For a completely different soup choice, try the seafood soup. It's kind of like egg drop soup with various cut-up seafood other than fish, such as shrimp and squid. There are condiments on the table for those who want to add hot, salty, etc. I passed on all. Liquid refreshments are far from your average can of soda. The second time I was here, I went for a cold Oreo cappuccino. I don't even need to explain. Think of it as dessert. Saigon Asian Cuisine is located at 61-42 Springfield Boulevard in Oakland Gardens. www.saigonac.com. Okay. Well, I guess now I can end the show. So, let's get my thing. Yeah, try to read. This is, I'm telling you, that's what happens when you're with computers. Now you need glasses because of that, too. Okay. So, for everybody, have a great day, evening, or wherever.